In today's Mishnah, we're in the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the first Perek Masechet Avot. The Mishnah begins, Yehoshua ben Parachya v'Nitai ha'Arbeli kiblu mehem. So these two Rabbanim received from the two Rabbanim we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the two Tanaim, and they were Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan, mentioned in yesterday's Mishnah. So Yehoshua ben Parachya said, Aser lecha rav. Ensure that you make for yourself a rav, a single rav from which to learn Torah. And that is because it is important, because the way the Vatir Rabbi Natan explains it, that there's a progressive way of learning. You begin with Psukim, then Mishnah, and a Midrash. And the knowledge that you build one layer on top of the other. And in order to get a consistent understanding, it's important to learn from one Rav. Now, that said, the Batanura notes that it's important to, there's another Gemara that says it's important to learn from many Rabbanim. It says, Halomen b'Torah mirav echad einu rotz siman bracha. But the Batanura explains that there's a difference. If you're talking about understanding Svarot, in terms of logic, yes, it's good to learn from different Rabbanim. However, when learning Gemara to get a consistent understanding of what your Girsa is, the version in terms of Torah Baal Peh, that's important in order that there's no contradictions along the way to have a consistent understanding. And in a modern context as well, it's important to Selech HaRav, so you have one consistent approach to Halacha when you're implementing something and not as it's commonly referred to as being picking and choosing. The next is Kanelecha Chaver. It's important to acquire for yourself a friend. This is important. One Tiferet Yisrael explains a few approaches. One is Chaver in terms of having Chavrut, one for learning. But another understanding is actually it's important to have a friend that's able to give you Tochacha. The Ruach Chaim, for example, says it's very difficult for them to see flaws in themselves. And that's why it's very important to have someone from the outside, a friend that you can turn to, that can actually give you a critical view of yourself so that you can understand what you need to improve and what not to improve. And finally is Vahave Dan et Kol Ha'adam Lekavschol. And this really means to judge everyone favorably. What's interesting here, the Sforna says, well, that's critical if you want to Kunenach Chaver. In other words, if you want to maintain a friendship with somebody, but you can't judge them favorably, then you're going to run into problems. In other words, to have your friend, to acquire a friend, then you also have to be able to see that person in a positive light as well. Now, having talked about being a danat kol adam lekav zchut, the next Mishnah continues with Nitai Ha'arbeli, that it says that there's actually limits to that. And this is now Mishnah Zayin. It's not that everyone you should necessarily judge favorably. Sometimes if someone establishes being a particular rasha, then that's a different situation. First is, it says, harchek mishachen ra, you should distance yourselves from a bad neighbor. The Mishnah then adds there, val titchaber, you should not attach yourself to a rasha. What's interesting here is we have two different statements. One is a bad neighbor, you should distance yourself and not attach yourself to a rasha. What's here interesting, Kati says, when it says, Al titchaber l'rasha, that is that even to learn Torah from such an individual, you should not attach themselves to it. Because if the example is, if you go into a bursi, a tannery, for whatever productive purpose, and you leave, you still smell of that tannery. So in other words, if you want to learn Torah from this person who's considered a rasha, some of the smell, if you like, will stay attached to you. The question is, if you're not going to come too close to a Shechen Ra, what's the next statement of Altit Bechel Rasha? And the Ferit Yisrael explains that we're talking about two different types of Rasha. The Rasha we're talking about in the second part is someone who's Rasha Le Shamayim, is Bein Adam Le Makom, is not right, but Dein Lechavara seems to be okay. That individual still Altit Chaber Le Rasha. You should not attach yourself to him. However, a Shechen Ra, someone who's Bein Adam Le Chavara is corrupted, and you run a risk of also being personally harmed, then certainly that should harchek, you should completely distance yourself from such an individual. The final statement of Nitai Ha'arbeli is, Val titayesh min ha'puraniyot. Do not give up hope from the divine retribution, or puraniyot. That's one understanding. So the way Kahati explains is, having seen the Rasha and saying distance yourself from Rasha, that Rasha might actually indeed be successful in the world. And you might think that, one second, it's worth my while to attach myself to this Rasha because he seems to be successful, seems to be going in his way. He says, don't give up hope, because ultimately we'll find that his fortunes will come to an end and the divine retribution will follow. Another understanding is different. This is when Miri once again turns it completely upside down. And he says that, having said you should distance yourself from a Rasha, the Mishnah's final statement is, ensure that you still have a Chaver Tov, that you do have a friend, albeit you've got to stay away from a Shachen Ra, do not attach yourself to Rasha. Why is that? Because you have to be careful, because there are ups and downs in one's life, and there will be Puraniyot, there will be misfortune. So that in order to Al Titesh, so you do not give up hope in those situations, that's why it says, Al Titesh, don't give up hope from Puraniyot. You can ensure you still have a Chaver, a friend that can help you, give you good counsel, and make sure that you'll be able to see through the difficult patch. Those are the Mishnah today.